This is NPR's Ask Me Another, coming to you from the Nantucket Film Festival. I'm Cecil Baldwin with guest musician Julian Villard. Now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg!
Thank you, Cecil. Before the break, we met our contestants, Sarah and Michael. Soon they'll play a music parody game about movie makers you never see, but they still own a yacht. Let's first check in with our contestants. Sarah, I was very pleased to learn that you are one of the founding members of the Nantucket Curling Club.
Yes.
All right. Woo!
How did you come to enjoy the fine sport of curling?
Well, when you have an ice rink and you're a terrible skater.
Yes.
And it's winter on Nantucket.
And you own a broom.
And really good at sweeping. It was a way, just something else to do on the island. And it was kind of one of those bucket list things, hey, curling, the Olympics are soon, I want to try it. And then I fell in love with it. It was really fun, great camaraderie. It's a fun sport.
Michael, your job, working in events means that you have produced a lot of extravagant parties over the years with the restaurant group. Do you ever have to book, odd people?
Oh, yeah. What are those basketball people in New York?
The Knicks?
The Knicks, the Knicks dancers. Like the New York's Knicks lady dancer cheerleaders.
The Knicks city dancers.
Knicks city dancers, exactly. For a 13-year-old boy's party.
Sure, of course.
That's what I'm getting to.
Julian Villard will perform your musical parody game called Get a Key Grip. Sarah, you won the last game, so you win this, and you are in the final round. Michael, you need to win this, or you have to change your name to Alan Smithy. Small select audience member get that, and that's fine. Take it away, Julian.
We rewrote Paul Simon's Kodachrome about an old-timey camera film that was once used for cinematography and still photography to be about behind-the-scenes movie jobs. Just ring in and identify the job that I'm singing about. All right. When I look back, I guess I could have gone to film school. But I had a vision from the start. Like Kurosawa, Tarantino, Kubrick, and Gerwig. Didn't need no schooling for my art.
Michael.
Director.
That is correct. We also would have accepted Egomaniac. All right, here's your next one.
I'm out of sass, the key grip. I'm out of sass, the gaffer. But I'm not the worst, and I'm not a girl.
Sarah.
Best boy.
Yeah, that's right. Sounds like a sarcastic title the way you say it, Sarah.
If you take all the footage shot with all the cameras and give it all to me on intertwine, I will assemble all the shots and make them coherent. Build the story you all had in mind.
Sarah.
The editor?
Yeah, exactly. I can see it. You guys are heavy into the competition right now. You're neck and neck. You're neck and neck. Sarah's pretending she's your friend. She's pretending she's your friend, Michael.
He's my best boy.
He's your best boy.
Crash the car. They can't have the actor do it. They need someone more athletic. Toss me that wig, and then I'll take his place. Oh, yeah.
Michael.
Stuntman.
Yeah. Although we were looking for stunt person, but I suppose we'll accept your version.
Stunt boy.
Stunt boy? No, no, that is not acceptable. Wrong. Sarah, can you steal?
Stunt lady.
I work with lots of colors. My canvas is the human face. I'll make you look great or old and sick today.
Sarah.
Makeup artist?
That is correct. This is your last clue.
What about me? The story's mine. What about me? The plot is mine. What about me? The characters are mine. What about me? The story's mine. I made up every single line. What about me? The characters are mine.
Sarah.
The writer?
Okay. What is the writer of the movie called?
The screenwriter?
Yeah, the screenwriter. Also would have accepted narcissist. Sarah, you won that game, which means you won both games, and you are moving on to our final round.